Hello students, I am Fred Asibe, your JS1 Basic Technology teacher. In today's lesson, I'll be teaching on a setting and marking out tools. Still in the same topic, woodwork hand tools. In fact, it's a broad topic. Before I proceed, I would want you to look at the objective of today's lesson. Now, the objective of today's lesson is that at the end of this lesson, you should be able to know the meaning of setting and marking out tools and uses of setting and marking out tools. You will recall in the previous class, you learned about introduction to woodwork hand tools. That is how hand tools were used by humans from the era of Stone Age to Bronze Age, then to Iron Stage, and in the Industrial Revolution, how manufacturing of tools transition from being craftsman made to being factory produced. You learn about classes of woodwork hand tools and uses of measuring tools. So, in today's lesson, we shall focus only in setting and marking out tools. I say we shall focus on only in setting and marking out tools. Now let's know what these marking out tools are. Now the marking out tools are used for putting a design onto a piece of metal before cutting or shaping it. Let me come again. I said marking out tools are used for putting a design onto a piece of metal before cutting or shaping it. Now in other words, what it means is that marking out tools are used for setting out circles, arcs, checking squareness of an edge, setting out angles, marking out large diameters where a compass cannot serve. Now let's look at the examples of these marking out and setting out tools. Example of setting and marking out tools are tri-square, sliding bevel, meter square, compass, trammel, and etc. They are all examples of setting and marking out tools. Tri-square as one of the marking out tools. Now the tri-square is used for checking the squareness of an edge and also marking out straight lines at right angles to a given edge. So what the tri-square is used to check is the squareness of an edge. So once we want to check the squareness of an edge, whatever the shape is, but it has an edge, and you want to test for the squareness, tri-square is the required tool to use. So it has the stock and blade. What it means is that it's made up of the stock and blade at right angle to each other. If you look at the tri-square, it has this L shape. Tri-square just has L shape. One of these shape is just the L shape, and one of this shape is the stock, and it has the blade. So whenever you want to test the squareness of an edge, you can always use the tri-square. So it is another tool, as far as setting and marking out tool is concerned, that has a very big role to play when it comes to setting and marking out tools. Now let's look at the sliding bevel. The sliding bevel is used to mark out lines that cross at an angle. We use it to mark out lines that cross at an angle. So if you want to mark out lines that cross at an angle, sliding bevel is used. One thing with it is that it can be adjusted and set at any angle. You can adjust it and set it at any angle you want. So it is made up of a steel blade and a wooden stock. That's how it is made up of. Now let's look at meter square as one of these marking out tools or setting and marking out tools. Now what is the meter square used for as one of the tools? Now the meter square is used for setting out and checking out angles of 45 degrees and 135 degrees. I say it is used for setting out and checking angles of 45 135 degrees. So if you want to check for angle of 45 degrees and 135 degrees, the meter square is the required to use. Now let's look at another instrument, another tool, as far as setting and marking out tool is concerned. One of the tools there is the compass. So what do we use the compass for? Most of you must have seen the compass in your mathematical set. Yes, if you open up your math set now, as I'm talking to you now, you'll see a compass. Now the compass, what is it used for? The compass is used in scribing circles and arcs, and also to mark off distances. That is marking out distances. You can use the compass to scribe out circles. Scribe out simply means it has a pointed leg instrument used for marking out where something you want to cut. If you want to cut out something, you can use it to mark it out. That's the scribing. You can scribe on it, show where you want to cut for a cut out. So the compass is used for scribing circles and arcs, and also marking out distances. Now we also have the trammel. Trammel is one of the setting and marking out tools. What is the trammel used for? The trammel is used in marking out large distance where compass cannot be used or served. So if you want to mark at large distance or diameters where compass cannot be used, trammel is the tool to use. So in other words, what trammel does is to serve as a substitute. It's always there to take the place of compass where compass cannot mark at large diameters. So it is used in marking out large diameters where compass cannot be what used or served. So that's one thing. It and you can adjust it. Look at the trammel, it can be adjusted. So that's the one good thing about it. So these are the tools used in setting and marking out tools. You can see these tools are very, very, good when it comes to setting and marking out what tools. They are very, very good. So setting and marking out tools is a very interesting aspect of woodworking tools because they play great role. They play a very big role. That is one thing with them, because if you don't use these tools, you cannot design. Because one thing with marking out tools is that they are always there. First thing you have to do when it comes to these tools is that you have to use them, to mark out your whatever you want to cut. You can't just start cutting up a piece of wood without marking it. It's like just like the normal tailor you see. You see them with this thing, or the carpenter. You see, they always go around with their pencils. They will just mark out where they want to cut, and then follow up the direction, and then get what they want. So that's exactly what marking out is. That's why we say it is used to put up a design on a workpiece before cutting it or shaping it. So that is exactly what these tools are used for. So before I call it a day in today's lesson, I believe you must have understood the meaning of setting and marking out tools and the uses of setting and marking out tools. Remember to read your notes and do your assignments set to you on the website. That's where I will draw the curtain for today's lesson. For any question with respect to today's lesson, call me on +234 8069 373792 or via WhatsApp +234 8069 373792. I am Fred Asibe, your JS1 Basic Technology Teacher. Until when next we meet, stay safe.